From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. South Korea and North Korea reached a deal early Tuesday to defuse the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula after 3 days of tense negotiations. There was no immediate announcement from either Seoul or Pyongyang on details of the accord, but the South Yonhap News Agency said the North was voicing regret for recent provocations and the South agreeing conditionally to end use of loudspeakers to broadcast propaganda across the border into the North. The presidential Blue House in Seoul said its lead negotiator, National Security Advisor Kim Kwon-jin, would make an announcement shortly. South Korea's defense ministry said its policy is to respond proportionately to any North Korean provocation so as to demonstrate resolve. Worries about China's faltering economic growth continue to fuel falling stock and oil prices around the world. U.S. stock markets plunged at the open, with the Dow off nearly 5% in the first few minutes of trading. But key U.S. indexes recovered most of those losses and in later trading were down 1% or less. In Asia, Shanghai's stock index plunged more than 8%. Japan's main market lost more than 4%, and Hong Kong was down more than 5%. Key European indexes were off 4% or more. Prices for many commodities also declined, with the price of crude oil off by more than 4% to hit the lowest price in more than 6 years. China's growing economy has been a major market for commodities and all kinds of goods for many years. The Wall Street Journal reports investors were disappointed about China's government. This is VOA News.